Chris Brown. Welcome.
Hello. Certain tats are meaningful. Some are just really creative that I like.
Do you regret any of those? Because we have a girl that works here.
Yeah.
She has a peace sign that's, you remember the group Hanson?
Yeah, yeah.
That says Mbop over it. She was like, I was so drunk.
But you know what's dope about that? That record will always be timeless.
She's like, I dare you to play Mbop right now. Not
and everybody know the words. Even if it ain't saying nothing. The whole song, I never knew what they were saying.
Right.
I just remember Mbop.
Next weekend on the show, our special guest will be Chris Martin from Coldplay.
No, nice. You're going to have to lock him up in a cage. Or maybe lock me up in a cage because I may pounce on him.
Wow.
We went ghost hunting. I was terrified, first of all. So they were like, okay, we're going to start. Do you guys want us to shut the lights off? And everybody was like, yes. I was like, no, please. I am terrified of the dark. And after the third place that we were investigating, I was like, dude, bring on the damn ghosts because I'm getting tired. I wasn't even scared anymore. I'm like, I want a freaking ghost.
What is there in America that you guys don't have back home?
Shelly.
I'm mobile. I can travel all over the world. I might show up at the Today Show performance that you guys are doing.
You actually thought this was a joke?
I'm very serious. You guys are actually in the studio right now as we speak.
Yeah, right now. I'm actually looking at a huge mixing desk. How attractive is that, Shelly?
That is so hot. You don't even know. Alessia, Kara.
Kara, yes. It's okay. It's not. I mean, you don't know me, so I mean, it's pretty good.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. Do you know who I am? Like, what? I'm Alessia. I mean,
no
one knows.
How do you ever use that? Because you are, like, just coming up.
No, because nobody knows who I am yet. Like, I can't do that. No one, they're going to be like, K-N, bye. Like, I don't know you.
Fair enough. But you're going to get to a point where you're going to start being like, listen, when you don't have hot water in your hotel room, you're going to be like, do you know who I am? You better get up here and fix this right away. I have to go to do SNL.
Red M&M's only.
Yeah.
Please.
I see a blue one. Take it back.
Yeah.
And I'll write your name.
Blank space. And Gwen Stefani is on The Voice. How good does she look?
She is so hot. Mm-hmm. And can we just acknowledge that she was the one that's been wearing red lipstick from the very beginning before it became trendy?
Since the spiderwebs days.
The originator of the red lip.
Shelly, I just want to say congrats on your stalker, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You have a stalker?
Yeah, I do.
Is this make-believe?
No, this is real. I was here at 5:30 in the morning. I was afraid to sign on because I knew he'd be on. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey. He's like, how are you? I'm like, good. He's like, what you doing? I'm like, chilling. I want chocolate. And Donald go, I want you. Hey, Clayton, so should the man always pay?
No, the man should not always pay.
Why not?
Yeah. Why? Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, if they want equality, why should we always have to pay? That's not really equality now, is it?
Nope.
See, what about courtship? What about spoiling the woman that you want to be with? What about pursuing her and making her feel special?
What about her spoiling me? There's always the other half.
Honey, she's going to be in the kitchen cooking you up a nice dinner.
These days, the women don't really cook that much anymore.
I would cook for you as long as you paid for the food.
Fall Out Boy has had a pretty good year. Three big hits so far.
The bass player, Pete Wentz, now has a son with the same name as Kanye and Kim's son, Saint.
Whoa!
Although Pete did it first, just
saying. Mind's blowing. They're both from Chicago.
They are. That's right! Whoa, weird.
Here's Irresistible.
Echo Smith is in studio. Who's the grumpiest in the morning?
Noah wakes up really slow. Cindy wakes up kind of grumpy. I wake up not sure what decides to start doing something. And Graham wakes
freaks
up.
Out.
Like, freaks out.
When he was younger, he used to be like, huh? He just randomly jump and turn.
That's how my grandma wakes up. When you know she wakes up and she's like, what? Who's he? Where am I? Who's talking to me? What?
The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger. Hot new song of the week.
It's Jason Derulo and Get Ugly.
Yeah.
Shelly, tell us more about it.
He's talking about, you know, going to the club and, you know, making that ugly face when you dance, like that screw face.
Oh, everybody does that face.
I know. It turns him on, apparently. Charlie XCX is in studio.
Was it awful? It's very like 1930s kind of Mary Poppins.
Damn,
like, oh, that's awful, governor. Which is definitely a style.
Right. So I'm from Brooklyn. Can you do a Brooklyn accent?
Brooklyn, New York? I don't really know what else to say. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really good.
I can do Valley Girl better.
You were a very convincing Valley Girl in the Fancy video with Iggy Azalea.
Did you get into character? Yeah. Well, Ty is, she's right. Like, Cher, you're a virgin and you can't drive. Yeah.
Hanging out in studio with Becky G, our special guest co-host on the show this weekend. According to a recent poll, one out of three adults has this in their bedroom. Shelly, what's your guess?
I'm going to say alcohol.
Alcohol? Okay.
Alcohol.
I think so. No? A mini bar?
Sure. One out of three. Okay.
I mean, why? Not in the kitchen.
No, because you're lazy and you don't want to go to the kitchen?